Hey everyone, you ever meet someone who is just completely your opposite, but for some reason you feel this, like, magnetic pull towards them? Well, today we're diving straight into the cosmic version of that exact feeling. We're exploring the super fascinating and, yes, sometimes super frustrating world of zodiac opposites. So this is the million-dollar question, isn't it? It's a puzzle astrology lovers have been trying to solve forever. Are these pairings a total match made in heaven, or are they just a recipe for disaster? Or is it something else entirely? Let's figure it out. All right, to even begin to get to the bottom of this, we first need to make sure we're all on the same page about what zodiac opposites actually are. Okay, so think of it like this. They're basically two sides of the exact same coin. They're sitting on the same axis, just at opposite ends of the spectrum. And what's really cool is how they're connected. They always pair up compatible elements, so you'll have fire with air and earth with water. Plus, they share the same modality, which just means they're both either cardinal signs that start things, fixed signs that stabilize things, or mutable signs that adapt. So even though they're opposites, they're deeply fundamentally connected. So here they are, the six big pairings. Take Aries, for example, the sign of me, staring right across the wheel at Libra, the sign of us. Or you've got Cancer, which is all about our cozy private home life, facing off against Capricorn, which is all about our public reputation and career. You see, each duo is wrestling with the same theme. They're just coming at it from completely different angles. So let's start with that classic saying, opposites attract. This is the idealized version, right? The powerful, almost electric pull that these pairings are so famous for. And this idea, this is really the heart of the attraction. The thinking goes that your opposite sign has all the qualities that you might be lacking, or maybe the ones you just haven't developed in yourself yet. And that creates this incredibly strong feeling that they complete you, that they offer a perspective you've desperately needed all along. And you can really see this play out. Look at Aries, the fiery initiator. You pair them with Libra, the sign of balance, and suddenly all that raw energy gets a dose of grace and diplomacy. Or think about Taurus, who is like a stable rock, paired with Scorpio, the sign of intense transformation. One gives you solid ground to stand on, and the other provides the spark for change. You know, when it works, it is this beautiful, perfect dance. But we all know it's not always that simple, is it? What happens when that perfect balance gets knocked off kilter? Let's flip the coin and look at the other side, the potential for a real perfect storm. Now, this is a question I think we can all relate to, right? In any relationship. That one quality that you found so charming and new at first, well, over time, it can start to seriously get on your nerves. And that magnetic pull can suddenly feel like you're trying to push the wrong ends of two magnets together. And this is exactly where that tension comes from. Let's use our same examples. To a harmony-loving Libra, Aries' spark can start to look a whole lot like recklessness. And to a go-getter Aries, Libra's careful diplomacy can just feel like maddening indecisiveness. All of a sudden, Taurus's famous stability feels like pure stubbornness, and Scorpio's depth turns into possessiveness. The very same strength becomes the biggest flaw. So, does this mean these pairings are just doomed? No way, not at all. It just means there's some work to do. And that brings us to our next section, how you can actually navigate this tension and bridge that zodiac divide. Okay, the way forward really comes down to a shift in how you see things. First, you have to appreciate that their way of doing things isn't wrong. It's just different. Then you've got to find that middle path. This isn't about one person winning an argument. It's about creating something new that uses both of your energies. And finally, and this is so important, you have to embrace the growth. Your opposite is like a cosmic mirror showing you exactly which parts of yourself are ready to level up. So now that we've seen the attraction, the conflict, and the path to making it work, where does that leave us? Let's get to the final verdict on our big question. So here's the big reveal. The question itself was kind of flawed from the start. It was never a choice between attraction or annoyance. The answer is, it's always both. The very essence of these pairings is that tension between two extremes. And that tension can either be super creative and fuel amazing growth, or it can be destructive. And at the end of the day, the outcome isn't written in the stars. It's decided by the two people in the relationship. Which leaves us with one final thought to chew on. Maybe the whole point of finding your opposite isn't about finding a missing piece to complete you. Maybe, just maybe, it's about finding the one person who can teach you the lessons you need so you can become whole all on your own.